This morning, the EU approved new guidelines that force special labeling on any product produced by Israeli companies that are located on the other side of the 1967 lines. To comment on this development, we are joined by David Simcha. He is the president of the Israeli-Palestinian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. You all have his bio, and I'll just reiterate that David has over 40 years of experience in international trade and is one of the co-founders of the Israeli-Palestinian Chamber of Commerce. David, thank you very much for joining us. Give us a brief background, and then we'll go to the specific questions from the reporters.
Okay. As Paul told you, we started the Israeli-Palestinian Chamber of Commerce about 6 years ago. In the last 2 years, I'm heading this chamber. The main reason of having this chamber is to increase and to give more opportunities for Israelis and Palestinians to meet each other and to create business between themselves. We are completely private chamber. Governments are not involved in what we are doing, and we are business-to-business people, and this is what we are doing.
Okay, so the first question is, what effect would this labeling have on Israel's economy?
Actually, I don't think it will make, if you're talking about the economy by itself, it will not make a lot of effect, because the total export from the all the area is 0.1% out of approximately the total export of Israel. So it's really a small number. It will affect, on the other side, to my opinion, the Palestinian economy, because there's quite thousands of workers are working in those factories, and if those people will not get orders, so actually the owners will have to fire those Palestinians. This is a shame, and this is also we heard from time to time. And I do think that what Europe is doing now with labeling the Israeli product is going to the wrong direction, because it will just help the extreme people from both sides to sit more strong on their opinions. And I think that if all this energy would have directed to try to force or to try to make sure that the Israeli leaders and the Palestinian leader will sit together and trying again and again and again to solve the issue, this will help a lot. And I don't think by doing this labeling it will help. On the contrary, it will just make things more difficult, and it will take more time to solve the issues, and I think it's really, it's non-issue item.
Okay, what do you think should be the Israeli government response to the EU move? Should Israel impose its own political or economic sanctions?
No, I think my personal idea, I'm against sanctions whatsoever. So I will not recommend our government to try to do even to go into sanction on the other side. But I think that what will happen, it will put the members of the government, which are the extreme, not even the extreme, to the right people, they will make more strong. And I think that it will just, we are losing time. We're absolutely losing time by doing that, because everyone will deal with this now. And it will be... It will take a few months. If something would have happened now, it will delay the opportunities of sitting together. So I think this is completely wrong.
Okay. Are you aware of any specific joint Israeli-Palestinian projects that the labeling might affect?
No, no. There's project between Israelis and Palestinians, and it joined ventures, and we are doing all kinds of things, and I don't think this will affect. It's not necessarily product. It can be all kind of high-tech activities, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, you're in constant touch with Palestinian businessmen in the West Bank, and let us know also if in Gaza. What is their reaction? What have they been saying about this?
Actually, I don't know. I haven't spoken with them yet. I think I will do this in the next few days. But it depends to whom you are talking. I mean, even in the West Bank, there are people thinking a different way. Some people will tell you that it's a... economic point of view, they're going to have even more difficulty with all those few thousands of people who are working. On another hand, is the other people will tell you that it's part of gaining the proud or something like that. But on the economic point of view, I again am saying it's non-issue.
Okay, what will be the impact of these new guidelines on EU-Israel relations?
Look, I think that you have to separate. If EU will force all the countries to go forward with this instruction, it is one case, and if not, is another case, because according to my understanding, it's not a must for everyone to do it, and I believe that some countries will not use it, and some countries might use it. But again, as I said to you, the numbers are so small, so it will not affect actually the business in a big rate. But the atmosphere, of course, the atmosphere is not a good thing. And again, I said, we are just going to lose time.
Okay. What are your European business contacts? What have they said about this as we've approached the EU decision?
No, I'm trying not to involve politics with my business activities in Europe, and I never spoke with them about that. And personally, my business, I'm not doing any business that has involved this kind of relation. But nevertheless, I believe that some of my colleagues are facing questions, and people would try to understand what's going on. And I think this is very important, that we will have a very clear understanding on this effect. And I believe that it's something that it will put us busy in the next few days, and slowly it will, I would say, disappeared in one way or the other.
Okay, and our last question is, do you think these new guidelines could become a benchmark or set a precedent for other countries who will follow a similar path?
No. I think it's part of the activities of Europe in this region, and I think it's a mistake. I think it's again playing in the hands of the BDS, and BDS is trying to do a lot more than that. And I think for the BDS, they will be very happy tonight, because they will think that they achieved the first stage. And if you go deep inside the way that the BDS is acting sometimes or talking sometimes, is not only product, I would say that they are not, how can I put it? They are not recognizing Israel, let's put it this way.
Okay, and any concluding remarks?
Yes. I think that Europe should put a lot of efforts, and in order to put the Israeli leaders and the Palestinians one to sit together and not to deal with small issues that will never help, on the contrary, will make things more difficult.
Okay, David Simcha, President of the Israeli-Palestinian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, thank you so much for sharing your comments with us today.
You're welcome. Good day.